The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Ben wasn't kidding when he said, Ben and I were just talking during the break. He goes, here's your bumper. He wasn't kidding. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of the USAPrepares.com. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning.
Hey, Rick, thanks for being with us. You know, Rick, one of our friends and fellow instructors is Shane Harger. And Shane Harger is calling in right now from New Mexico. Shane Harger is in harm's way. And I asked him if he would call in and tell us what's going on. Now, let me just tell you briefly. I met Shane Harger at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association meeting months and months ago. And he and I hit it off, and we became friends, and I totally respect him. He was the police chief of Jemez Springs, New Mexico. And after he came back from signing on with the CSPOA, Sheriff Richard Max Association, went back to his job, and ultimately was fired. And now he's facing charges, and they're very serious. Welcome, Shane Harger.
Hey, thanks for having me, Vince.
So, Shane, can you give us this is like as bad as it gets. Well, execution would be as bad as it gets. But other than that, you're facing some serious charges. Can you tell us what the heck happened?
Yeah, I mean, basically life was great for me. I was chief of police there in Jemez Springs. I received, you know, commendation, citizens awards, a raise. I go attend a CSPOA meeting. 2 days later, I'm placed on administrative leave. A week later, I'm fired. Obviously, I filed civil action against the village of Jemez Springs and others. And immediately thereafter, allegations of wrongdoing were made against me. And I received a letter Friday, this past Friday, a target letter from the district attorney's office stating that I was a target of a grand jury investigation. Now, for those listeners that are not familiar with grand jury proceedings, et cetera, you can indict a ham sandwich. The only thing that grand jury is there to determine is probable cause. Probable cause meaning someone says you did this. That's probable cause. It's not a trial. It does not establish innocence or guilt. It's just to establish probable cause. So 12 jurors take a look at the information that's being presented to them by the district attorney's office, and they will say, yes, there's probable cause, or no, there's not probable cause. So I'm anxiously awaiting 9 o'clock tomorrow to see if the grand jury says, yes, there's probable cause, or no, there's not. If they do find probable cause, then a warrant will be issued for my arrest. I will turn myself in, and then a court date will be scheduled for a trial. Now, trial is where I get to present evidence. And whoever's coming after me in the allegations also has to produce evidence. I am of the firm belief that there is absolutely zero evidence against me. I've done no wrong. What I'm being charged with, Vince, and I hope you have your intellectual seatbelt fastened, I'm being charged with kidnapping, extortion, and criminal sexual contact. Now, to put that in layman's terms, Basically, while on duty and conducting
the charges, if you plead guilty to the third, is the way they'll play that.
Well, I won't be pleading guilty to anything.
Of course not. But that's the what they do is they lay down some serious charges. The sexual misconduct one. Listen, they couldn't do me that way, so they did me a different way. I've been down for over a week with I know who came in and did my computer. I know what we're trying to do now is find out who hired him. And it's interesting. Just watch what's happening. That's how it'll play, though. They'll give you a plea option. Trust me. And when they do, you blow that off, and then what you do, if you're a moral man, not ethical, but if you're a moral man, then you go after that individual because he's going to be the weak link in getting back to who's really trying to do this.
Right. Well, you know, being on duty conducting a criminal investigation for narcotics trafficking,
you run into creepy places and creepy situations. 4 months ago, I had a woman, military, out in my backyard late at night with a bag of drugs, and she wanted to come in the house.
Really?
Now, what am I going to do?
My gracious.
Exactly. It's called honeypot. Trust me when I tell you this. They'll come at you this way, and then they'll come at you that way. Right now, my problem is I have lost 4 hours a day of writing for all this last year. That one set of files, there's about 300 of them. They're gone. And we know who did it. I'm not quite sure how yet, but we're close that way because I have someone from military coming in tomorrow. Now, with that said, I have my own friends. You do too. Work with your infrastructure and develop dirt on the attacker, usually the district attorney. That's probably the weak link.
Well, you know, what we have to realize is this is a election year.
It's like in movies. If you want to know how it's going to play, watch Hollywood. The movie I would recommend is Copper, that new one out from BBC. That is on New York in 1857. Check it out. And when I say that, they have some metaphor in there about Tammany Hall. And so, you know, don't worry. Be happy.
So, Shane,
actually going to happen the way it should. It's Shane, not bad. It always happens for a reason and always leads to something better. And here you are being given some opportunity.
So, Shane,
find that person will turn, and then you've got a different can of worms that you're going to open up to the public. And Mac might come in, some others, to help you. Listen, just trust me. They're going to try to trump up a bunch of stuff to make the fear of God in you. Now, here's the bad news. If you are even remotely ethical but not moral, you're going to have to man up to that part of it. Without saying, that's the part you're going to have to man up. But even if you do, you probably still can get them.
Rick, let's hear about the criminal sexual conduct. Shane, are you saying that when you're involved in a drug investigation and you arrest someone who happens to be a female, you have to check for drugs and maybe your hand might go against that person's bra, and then that's criminal sexual contact? Is that what you're talking about?
That's basically where the allegation stems from. I mean, when someone is under arrest, male or female, a pat down has to be conducted.
You have to,
When they're suspected of having a hypodermic needle on them that can be used as a weapon,
You have to be careful how you pat her down.
There's a method on how this has to be done. We're trained in the academy that when a male has to pat down a female, you do it in the presence of someone else, if at all possible, and you use the back of your hand, not the front of your hand. And that's the way you're trained. And certainly that's the way the pat down was conducted. But after the fact, in fact, 2 months after the alleged incident is when this person came forward. She didn't call police. She didn't call a nun, a priest, her parents, You know, she didn't call the district attorney's office. She simply shows up at my office with a handwritten demand letter for $200,000 alleging that she had been fondled.
She's trying to blackmail you?
Basically, that's the way I'm looking at it, and before we go to court.
You've got the whole thing down now. Okay, so there goes the out-the-door probable cause because she has been just as guilty. Now, let's go further with this. Her reason for doing this was not about money. I'm guessing she did something else afterwards, got compromised, and they're on the squeeze with her.
Well, she's on trial.
And I'm guessing if you do just a little research, you'll find she had a DUI, something. And they put the squeeze on her because with what you did and the DUI, she might be doing this rather than that. And then they've got her compromised. That's how we're playing this one. We've got a whole group of us. but the bad news is, even when we do break it down, I did lose a year of writing.
So, Shane, what are they going to do with these criminal sexual contact allegations?
Well, you know, that's just one of the four allegations.
Yeah, the others are weirder. See, that's the deal. They'll come up with a whole bunch of them and then offer a plea.
So, Shane, tell us exactly where this is going and what you're facing.
So, you know, we'll go to before grand jury tomorrow. They'll take a look at this and say, yes, there is probable cause, or no, there's not. If they say there is probable cause, they'll schedule this for a court date wherein myself, my attorney, get to confront any and all witnesses and accusers, and we actually get to take a look at what's called evidence.
And,
In grand jury, there is no evidence. It's just probable cause. So we'll take a look at the evidence, and there is no evidence against me. It's simply the word of a heroin addict, a self-confessed heroin addict, who's on trial in other jurisdictions.
Been compromised recently. That's where you're going to probably, that's where your buddy comes in and does a little quick detective work on arrest records. Go for it. I'll bet you. I'll just bet you. And then you go back in terms of who did it and what's really going on.
Go ahead, Shane.
What was I saying?
Well, so you're saying that she was a heroin addict.
But I'll bet you you can go attack rather than defend yourself by going to the next level and saying, hey, wait a minute, this woman has a second thing that just happened. Here's what just happened. And look what they offered her.
Okay, we're going to a commercial break. Hold those thoughts. Shane, we come back. Tell us exactly where you think this is going and why are they doing this to you. We'll be right back.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guy's Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Rick Miller's with us, and Shane Harger is with us. And Shane is calling in for a special appearance because he is going to be facing a grand jury tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And is facing allegations of kidnapping, extortion, and criminal sexual conduct. And I believe what you're saying, Shane Harger, is all of these things are made up to force you out of the way. Is that correct?
That's pretty much it, Vincent. What we're looking at is someone being in the lawful performance of their duties, just standard police procedure. When you, under state statute, kidnapping is the unlawful carrying away, basically. And so what they're alleging is by placing someone in handcuffs and transporting them to the police department for investigative detention somehow constitutes kidnapping. You know, where I come from, kidnapping has to do with ransom. But, you know, in the state of New Mexico, that's a little bit different. And then also the extortion, they're alleging that, you know, in some way, I was swapping freedom for my jollies by, you know, I don't know the totality of their allegation there, but that's pretty much what I gather from the charge. And then the criminal sexual contact is stemming from the pat down. When you pat someone down, they're alleging that that was a sexual thing, even though I'm patting them down with the back of my hand in front of another officer, through several layers of clothing. We're talking about in the middle of the winter time. And so they're alleging that was sexual contact. Now, you know, again, the complainant made no allegations until after I had filed a lawsuit, until after I had been terminated.
and 2 months after the alleged incident. Now, it makes no sense whatsoever unless you look at this through the eyes of, you know, politics. If you look at what happened prior to this allegation being made, life was great. I'm being commended by my agency. I'm being commended by my citizens. When I attended a Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association meeting, within 2 days, I was placed on administrative leave. Within a week, I was terminated. And within 2 months, I'm under criminal investigation. Now, this is prima facie as far as I'm concerned. You know, someone trumping up allegations to try and discredit me, no different than what they've done against Sheriff Richard Mack with regards to the shooting that took place in Vegas. You know, someone, some whack job, some, you know, FBI informant or handler is what it appears, decided to go off the deep end and go kill some cops. And somehow that's Richard Mack's fault because these wackos decided to attend a CSPOA meeting and stage a photo op with Richard Mack. And so I don't think it's any different. And you know, you look at people that are outspoken politically for the mm-hmm. for the voice of freedom, nationwide, bad things have happened to them. And when all else fails, they'll arrest them for tax evasion. When they can't get anything else, they'll allege tax evasion. And that's just sort of the modus operandi. So I'm no different than anyone else. When you don't shut up, when you continue to voice for freedom and voice for the Constitution, they're going to come after you. And if they don't have anything on you, they'll create something.
Shane, I can tell you that I know the story about how this photo was taken with Richard Mack. He didn't even know the guy. And I can tell you that at the Get Prepared Expo, people have come up to Richard Allen Miller. You know, he's on the air with us right now. They've come up to me and they've said, hey, can I get a picture with you? Would that be okay? And so people have had their picture taken with me. They've had their picture taken with Rick Miller and a bunch of our other instructors. So I can see how this could happen. I don't even know a lot of the people. Thousands of people come to the expo. Thousands of people come to Richard Mack's events. As a matter of fact, there are people that, you know, come to the expo to get their picture with Richard Mack. And all of these things could be used against us. And it's really wrong. So here's what I hear you saying. They really want you out of the way, and they're going above and beyond to make sure that you are removed.
What is it that you're doing now that would cause this kind of need in them to get rid of you? What are you doing that is discomforting?
Well, I'm being extremely vocal with regards to corruption nationwide and certainly in this area, in the
local
area.
Local corruption?
Correct.
Look there.
Yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we've been exposing it right here.
That's a good place to start. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm doing chemtrails. Look there.
Shane Harger's with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. We'll be right back. We're learning more about what's happening to Shane Harger. Shane, what are you going to expect? Tell us what could happen to you when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Yeah. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mike Parsons is in prison. Lynette Marie's been arrested a couple times. Shane Harger's in harm's way. Shane, so what can happen to you?
Well, worst case scenario is they will find probable cause, schedule me for a court date and the jury will be, you know, asleep in their chairs and not listen to the evidence, and I'll be convicted of wrongdoing. That's the worst case scenario. Best case scenario, tomorrow there'll be a no bill and this goes nowhere. Or they find probable cause, we go to court, we're able to present the evidence in the case or the lack thereof on the other side of the fence, and, you know, I'm exonerated of any and all wrongdoing. And then I continue to proceed with my civil action against the village and also the state at that point for malicious prosecution. Now, ironically enough, I had a friend of mine, unbeknownst to me, he contacted the village yesterday. He called me this morning and told me about it. I'm just livid. He heard via the internet. He saw some of the videos that are out there and so forth and saw the wrongdoing against me and basically called up the village, as hundreds of people did, and gave him a piece of his mind. And, you know, he called me this morning. It brought a smile to my face to know that I do have somebody in my corner. But, you know, I truly believe that truth can always withstand investigation. I think it's important that people know I am the one that launched this investigation. When this self-admitted heroin addict who's on trial for crimes of moral turpitude in other jurisdictions, fraud, etc., lying, basically, who had everything to gain by these allegations, when the allegations were made against me, I contacted two people. I contacted the insurance investigator's office, and I also contacted New Mexico State Police and said, hey, guys, here's everything I got on this. Here's the video. Here's the audio. Here's my reports. An allegation is being made. I need you to start an investigation. Now, if I had, in fact, committed some act of wrongdoing, the last thing I would have done is called two separate investigating agencies and say, open investigation on this. I think it's important to note that the complainant never called police, never called anyone to launch any type of investigation, simply handed me a demand letter for $200,000, which in my opinion is extortion or blackmail at the least. And so to answer your question, I think one of two things will happen. Either they will no-bill this and it goes nowhere, or they will find Truebill in grand jury and schedule a court date, at which point my attorney and I get to present our evidence, weigh that in the eyes of the jury against the complainant, and let the chips fall where they may.
Shane, I'm at the website right now for Jemez Springs. I'm having difficulty finding their phone number. Do you have it?
I don't have their phone number off the top of my head. I don't.
Okay. I will research it and put it on our website. And so if any of USA Prepare's investigative journalists, reporters would like to call and find out more information, I'll have the number on the website as soon as I find it. And I invite you to call and email me back with the results of whatever you find. So you're authorized by me to be, I'm talking about our entire radio broadcast class, you're authorized by me to do investigations on behalf of USA Prepares, the radio broadcast classroom, and I ask that you be polite and that you be nice. And the tone that you use is polite and nice, and that you identify yourselves, use your real name, and if they ask you for your phone number, you give your real phone number. Okay, those are the rules, and you may pursue investigating and let me know what you find out from Jemez Springs, because frankly, I can't do it all myself, and I can't find their phone number. I think they took it off the website, because I think the last time we gave out their phone number, they were inundated with phone calls.
That doesn't mean somebody doesn't have it and phones it into you.
Yeah, if you've got the number, email me, please. I will verify it, and then I'll post it. Okay? So yeah. That's what we'll do. Shane, what can
that's
we do to help you?
Well, you know, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officer Association, when all of this first began prior to my termination, they had begun a Harger Defense Fund, is what they were calling it, where people were donating money to try and aid me in my fight to stand for liberty and stand for the Constitution. Of course, that was prior to these other allegations being made. But, you know, I would certainly welcome anyone's efforts to aid me in my fight. You know, I've got overwhelming legal bills at this point that are piling up to try to prove my innocence, which is what they do. When they have no evidence against you, they bankrupt you. They come after you, and they come after your family, and they do everything they can to try to make your life a living hell so that you'll stop doing what's right, which is standing for liberty. And I'm not going to back down. I will continue to voice what's right, continue to talk to those, every person that I come in contact with. I have a conversation in one way, form, fashion, or another regarding our current state of affairs here in America, regarding the local politics and what's happening with, you know, everything from homeless people being shot in the back for camping behind a rock, to, you know, people being shot.
I have something to say. It's really important. People are getting it. C-SPAN 2 days ago did an hour and a half interview with a league of scientists that absolutely say no airplane hit the 9/11 towers. That was a demolition job, and here's our proof. And it went that it's happening across the board. People are waking up and realizing that the media, even in local politics where you are, we have the same thing here. They're trying to do a recall on one of our county commissioners, and it's only because she didn't want to allow individuals to come in and try to take over the meeting. You know, there's rules of decorum, and actually the meeting is for the public to attend, not to necessarily be able to speak. And that's the deal. They're trying to do recall on her for their freedom of speech, and they miss the whole thing. And it's all personal agendas. I'm guessing somebody is playing dirty pool with you. Here's the bottom line. They're breaking the law just like they're claiming you did. And with that said, that's the difference between being a moral and an ethical man.
In the state of New Mexico, we have a statute on the books which forbids the district attorney's office from bringing any case against someone where they know or should know they have no chance of winning. There's no evidence.
That's why I wanted you to start with that DA and find out who's above him. It'll be a Fed. And for what agenda? And that's going to be, and while you do that, you'll find that girl that you did, that probably she has recently had another encumbrance, and they've negotiated. And the fact that you have this blackmail thing, the whole thing's going to fall apart. And actually, now you have a bullet that will kill a vampire. Put them on warning.
I'll say that nationwide, things are certainly going awry for all liberty lovers. Anyone who attempts to stand for freedom, anyone who attempts to stand up and be vocal about the atrocities that are taking place, they're certainly being sought after and persecuted in a lot of different ways. Now, one example with regards to my case, this whole baby could have been put to bed by a simple conversation. The district attorney's office could have called me up and said, hey, Chief Harder, former Chief Harder, we have some questions for you. An allegation has been made. Can you please sit down with us tonight to go over the information and see what's really going on here? And that really would have put this whole thing to rest. But instead, they scheduled a secret indictment and sent me notification on Friday that, hey, Thursday we're going to grand jury. So giving me no opportunity to mount any kind of exculpatory evidence to provide to the grand jury, which is, by law, they have to allow me to present exculpatory evidence, that being the evidence that would show my innocence. They're not allowing me to do that.
You'll be able to solve this before it even goes there. You should go directly into this office and sit down and have a, just like they do in that movie Copper, Tammany Hall, just go for them.
Yeah. You had an experience with one of your other instructors where he was being vocal and standing for liberty and they threw him in prison, didn't they? Wasn't that a recent case?
Well, I just posted the letter from Mike Parson's wife on the website last night. And yes, he not only was he vocal, he ran for office and he decided that he was going to clean up his county. He is in prison right now in maximum security. He's been threatened. His wife says that there is a hit out on him to kill him. So that is, that letter is on the website usapreparers.com right now. By the way, Shane, I just, while you and Rick were talking, I hit the mute button and I called Sandoval County. Let me give out the main number for Sandoval County.
Good work.
if you, I just verified it. If you would like to call and do some investigative reporting class, please do. Let me give you that number. 505-867-7500. I'm authorizing you as an investigative journalist or reporter for USA Prepares to report back to us what you find. If you, you can ask any questions that you like. Make sure that you're polite. And, you know, don't lose your temper. Be polite. And if they ask you who you are, you will, according to my rules, you're going to have to be above board, admit who you are, and give your phone number. That's what I do. I would not ask you to do anything that I would not do myself. So,
no guilt,
505-867-7500. And announce that you are an investigative journalist with USA Prepares, and you are calling to find out what the story is and what's happening, and ask who you should talk to, and let me know. So, and we will report it. So, Shane, here's what's happening to USA Prepares. Now, it's not like I have gone around the country and said, let's see if we can build a faculty of people who have been arrested, who are in harm's way, who are causing problems. I don't do that. I just have built a faculty of people who I really like, people whom I respect, people who I think are doing the right thing, standing up for freedom and liberty and the American way, people who have honesty and integrity. Those are the people who are part of the faculty of USAPrepares.com. But one of the problems is, it seems that having those attributes is causing us problems for ourselves, because those on the opposition don't like us because we don't go along.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789, and prepare to profit as history repeats itself. Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my when you go
easy
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, just a quick update. I'll be speaking at the Preppers and Patriots Expo, Springfield, Missouri, August 16th, 2014. I'm going to be doing a seminar on How Big Are the Lies, 3 o'clock Saturday, August 16th. And if you'd like to get an update as to what's happening with Shane Harger, I will have that update for you at that expo. That's Saturday, August 16th, in Springfield, Missouri. So I'll post some information on the website. Rick Miller is with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. You can get to his website, richardallenmiller.com, richardallenmiller.com. And I want to thank Rick for being with us today and also for the fabulous, fabulous presentation he did at Jimmy's Egg via a teleseminar on Monday. Absolutely riveting. And Shane, what can we do to help you? I will get in touch with Richard Mack and the CSPOA. What else can we do?
Well, certainly keep me in your prayers and, in your thoughts. Don't stop fighting for liberty.
Yeah. I reposted the post that I had about you before. It's on page one, has the phone numbers. So, class, if you'd like to call Jimenez Springs, if you'd like to call the sheriff of Sandoval County, Doug Wood is his name. The information is right there on the website. The phone numbers are there. Please call and let me know what you find out. Shane, you're saying these charges are trumped up, right?
Oh, absolutely. These are erroneous charges that are, totally disproportionate to reality, and certainly the evidence that I'll be able to present will show that.
You know, Fernando Salguero, he has a preppers meeting. He has problems. He went to New Jersey, and bomb squad was called on him, and they arrested him. He's facing 20 years in jail for having road flares in his car, 3 road flares.
Wow.
So they are systematically, I believe, trying to eliminate people that are involved in USA Prepares. They're systematically working on eliminating us. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know why these feds seem to have their eyes on us, but all we are is a bunch of people who want freedom and liberty. We're not causing problems. They are. They are.
Well, Vince, thank you so much for having me on the show. I really do appreciate it more than you know, and I wish you guys all the best.
Well, we certainly have you in our prayers, and class, please call and find out information if you can, and report back to me. Shane, well, when will we hear from you again?
Well, you know, that's contingent upon what happens tomorrow with the grand jury. You know, if they elect to put out a grand jury indictment warrant, then I'll obviously have to go get booked in. If they just choose to, if they do indict me and choose to just simply set a court date, which would be the honorable thing under those circumstances, then I'd just simply appear for court. And so I would be able to make myself available for follow-up at that point.
Is there a way that, is there a possibility that we will not be able to hear from you? I mean, is there such a situation?
Yeah, if you don't hear from me tomorrow, Vince, then by all means, circle the wagons and do what you can to get me out of jail.
All right. Where will you be in jail?
Sandoval County.
Okay. I just want to, you know, if those guys are listening that are doing this to you, I just want you all to know that I will circle the wagons, and I will call all of my friends in radio broadcasting, every network, all of my friends, and we will start hammering the phones. We will expose these guys for what they're doing. Shane, if you could somehow send me an email with some of the facts that we need to know, if you could do that before tomorrow, that would be appreciated. I will post it, and I'll tell you, we're going to get Republic Broadcasting involved. We'll let Joyce Riley know what's going on. We'll send this to Alex Jones. We'll send this to Larry Pratt. We will send this to Gun Owners of America. We will get this. We'll send this to Liberty News Radio, Sam Bushman's network. We will send this to Chris Geo's network, which is called Truth Frequency. Aaron Dakins will know about it. We'll take this far and wide. John Moore, we'll go as far as we can with this. And we're here to help our instructors at USAPrepares.com. Rick, thanks so much for being with us. It's been a terrible, terrible situation for Shane Harger. And we're all sticking together on this. Rick, thanks so much for being with us. Shane, thanks so much. You're in our prayers.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics.
Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.